Hey, this is Gerf Morlix, and I'm in Winnipeg, and I'm loving it. And I'm listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
There were 17 cars out in my backyard. The boys in blue are calling my name. Semi-automatic up on the rooftop. They just want to talk to me. I told them what they wanted to hear. Only thing that I knew, 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you.
Forty-nine tons. That's Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, and this is Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. I'm Jeff, and I'm here for the next 2 hours, playing you a bunch of music, and talking, and stuff. And I'll take your phone calls if you want to phone me today. Go right ahead, 269-8636, 269-UMFM. We'll chat. We'll do a thing, you know. Or you can send me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, and let me know if there's something you want to hear, something you want to talk about, something you want to complain about. If you're like me, you just realized that, holy crap, Folkfest is less than 2 weeks away, like week and a half. And that's sneaking up on us real quick. There's a lot of things coming up this week that we got to talk about. Next week, I'm going to Dauphin Country Fest, which I'm very excited about. So we'll play some stuff from that. We got Wilco in town next week with very special guests, our good friends Elliot Brood. And how great a show is that going to be? And a bunch of other things. We got... I don't even know what else to tell you. We started off there with Blackie and the Rodeo Kings doing Fred Eagle Smith's 49 Tons. And that kind of ties up as many of the themes of today's show as I can. First of all, of course, Fred is playing Folk Fest and Dauphin Country Fest, so we got those bases covered, which is good. That song, if you were one of the smart people in town, on Friday night, you hopped off a train from Churchill, which is a really long way away. We'll talk about that in a second. But and then you went down to the High and Lonesome Club for a very, very, very strong contender for Show of the Year. I can't think of a better show this year so far yet. Of course, we got Folk Fest coming up and stuff, so it could be tough. But Gerf Morlex in town, and you know, we always knew that he was an amazing producer. And if you were listening to the show last week, you knew that he was a great guy. And you started to learn a bit about his music. But his records are hard to find, and you don't hear his music around. So I guess maybe some of us didn't really know what a great songwriter, what a great performer he was. But holy cow, did Gerf Morlex blow the roof off the High and Lonesome Club. And Rami Mays, wow, what a great set she put on as well, with Dan Walsh, who is quite honestly one of the best guitar players there is, I think. So lots of good things going on there. We'll talk more about Gerf and that show coming up a little bit later on. But first, like I said, I just got back from Churchill. I've been away in Churchill last week. And if you don't know where Churchill is, it's like a few steps from the North Pole, basically. It's right on Hudson Bay there. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful little place. But it's really, really far. If you've never been, you should go. It's an amazing thing. But it's really far. It takes a long time to get there. So you got to take the bus. Well, we did anyway. We took the bus to Thompson, which takes 8 or 9 hours. Then we got on the train to Churchill, which takes about 15 hours. You can walk faster than the train, I'm sure. But there's no road, so you can't actually walk, but if you could. So I spent a lot of time on the train this week, so I think just for fun, we'll play just a few train songs. I stole
Took a job at a factory by the railway side, where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. And a girl who was working there caught my eye, where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. She moved like a shadow across the factory floor, where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. And I was watching from the shipping door, where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. And the lonesome sound of the whistle's moan echoes in my blood and bones, leaves us standing all alone with what we keep inside. And the lonesome whistle siren sound echoes Queen Street up and down, echoes all around the town and across the river wide. Upstairs is the insect click of the boards, where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. It's all ones and zeros and never a one, where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. We were putting in windows looking south, where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. And she caught me standing with no words in my mouth, where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. And the lonesome sound of the whistle's moan echoes in my blood and bones, leaves us standing all alone with what we keep inside. And the lonesome whistle's siren sound echoes Queen Street up and down, echoes all around the town and across the river wide. It's a world I could visit, I could never stay. Where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. I'll be gone by tomorrow at the end of the day. Where the trains roll by, where the trains roll by. And the lonesome sound of the whistle's moan echoes in my blood and bones, leaves us standing all alone with what we keep inside. And the lonesome whistle's siren sound echoes Queen Street up and down, echoes all around the town and across the river wide.
Take me as I am, not what I want to be. Why, we'll never know. We passed that long ago. Is and was is all we're ever gonna be. He's almost shade down by the river. Feels the breath that makes him shiver. Takes the breath and makes you dive along. But the dead don't get no vacation. Down in that subway station, the only break they take is to the bone. And they're waiting on the train to take them home. They're waiting on the train to take them home. I don't think I see much of anything for me in visions of the past or the ever after. Now is what can be, all the rest is wait and see. Those prophets never hear that cosmic laughter. And gypsies in their wagons rolling never hear those death bells tolling. Never take no notice of the tone. But I do, and my pulse beats quicker. Scornful laughs and knowing snickers stop my heart and sink it like a stone. I'm waiting on the train to take me home. Just waiting on the train to take me home.
Train. We are waiting on that train to take us home. I'd play the Red River Valley, and he'd sit in the kitchen and cry, run his fingers through 70 years of living, and wonder, Lord, as ever will I drill gone dry. His friends, me and this old man, was like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. Well, he's a drifter and a driller, boy, well, world. He taught me how to drive his car when he's too drunk to, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls, and our lives was like some old western movie, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados Colorado's waiting for a train. And from the time that I could walk, he'd take me with him to a bar called the Green Frog Cafe. And there was old men with beer guts and dominoes, lying about their lives while they play. And I was just a kid, but they all called him sidekick. Was like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train. One day I looked up and he's pushing 80, and has brown tobacco stains all down his chin. Well, to me, he's one of the heroes of this country. So why is he all dressed up like them old men? Drinking beer and playing moon in 42, just like a desperado waiting for a train, like a desperado waiting for a train. And in the day before he died, I went to see him. Grown, and he's almost gone. So we just closed our eyes and dreamed us up a kitchen and sang another verse to that old song. Come on, Jack, son of a bitch is coming, and we're desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train.
Swiftest on the line, running o'er the C&O road, just 20 minutes behind. Running into Seville, headquarters on the line, receiving their strict orders from a station just behind. Georgie's mother came to him with a bucket on her arm, saying, "My darling son, be careful how you run, for many a man has lost his life in trying to make lost time. But if you run your engine right, you'll get there just on time." Up the road he darted against the rocks he crushed. Upside down the engine turned, and Georgie's breast it smashed. His head was against the firebox door, the flames were rolling high. "I'm glad I was born for an engineer, to die on a C&O road." The doctor said to Georgie, "My darling boy, lie still. Your life may yet be saved if it is God's blessed will." "Oh no," cried George, "that will not do. I want to die so free. Want to die for the engine I love, 143. The doctor said to Georgie, "Your life may not be saved. Murdered upon a railroad and laid in a lonesome grave. His head was covered up in blood, in his eyes he could not see. And the very last words poor Georgie said was, 'Mirror my God to thee.'"
Hi, this is Stephen Fearing. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home on CJUN.
All the finest of the finest kind.
Have I been crying, working hard every day to find the time to hear what my poor heart might say? The only sound is like a diesel's distant thunder ring. I'm a desolate town with a railroad station where my heart should be. A railroad station where my heart should be. I got a railroad station where my heart should be. From falling down, the engineer who never set feet on the ground. Under the strain of those empty rails in front of me, a runaway train with a railroad station where my heart should be. A railroad station where my heart should be. I got a railroad station where my heart should be. Oh, I've been driving myself underground, leaving parts of me behind. Now I'm at the station, waiting for the missing person to arrive. For the missing person to arrive. For all the missing people to arrive. Thank you.
been crying, working hard every day to find the time to hear what my poor heart might say. The only sound is like a diesel's distant thundering. I'm a desolate town with a railroad station where my heart should be. A railroad station where my heart should be. I got a railroad station where my heart should be. Where my heart should be. Where my heart should be. Where my heart should be.
That's Scott Nolan, Winnipeg Zone, from a great record called No Bourbon and Bad Radio with This Train. That's what it's called. Yes. And, we'll get back to Scott in a second. But listen to that record again. Yesterday, I think it was. Yesterday. Fine record. I don't know if you haven't got it, you should. No Bourbon and Bad Radio from Scott Nolan. And if you do have it, listen to it again. Because it's real good. There's a lot of really good stuff on there. So check that out. We'll let you know when Scott's playing around soon. He's been working with Rami, of course. What do we hear before that? Stephen Fearing, This Station from The Assassin's Apprentice. We heard The Station. Brand new from Ramblin' Jack Elliott. He's got a new record called I Stand Alone, and that was a cover of A.P. Carter's Engine 143. Fine record from Ramblin' Jack and his old friend Guy Clark. Before that, Desperado's Waiting from a Train from Old Number One. Chris Smither, Train Home. We heard a couple from David Francie. We heard Brakeman's Daughter from his second record. And from the debut Torn Screen Door, we heard St. John's Train. And we started it off way back then with perhaps the King of Train songs. He's only got a few, I guess, but they're gooders. Perhaps some of the finest Train songs there are. We heard I Like Trains from a Drive-In Movie, and I don't know if he'll do that one, but he'll do lots of songs next weekend at the Dauphin Country Fest, and then a week after that, he'll be in Winnipeg for the Winnipeg Folk Festival, of course, and then he's coming back at the old West End in September, so lots of stuff coming up with Fred, lots of chances to see him, and you know you can't see Fred just once. You got to be nerdy and stupid like me and go everywhere to see Fred. It's fun. You should try it. Anyway, Scott Nolan, part of the big all-star cast on Friday night at the High and Lonesome Club. And like I said, he's been playing bass with Rami Mays on her new record. But apparently he got up and or was scheduled to get up and do some of his own songs on Friday night. But I just couldn't stay anymore. I, you know, after a week of no sleep, I couldn't stay out too late. So stuck around for Rami's fantastic set starting it off. And she did a fine job. Great new songs for pretty much the whole new record. And it should be a good one when it comes out. We'll let you know about that. And then after that was the one and only, the mighty, mighty Gerf Marlix. And how good was that show? Oh, you'd know if you'd been there. It was pretty smoking. It was, like I said, probably strong show of the year material. And last week, of course, we had Gerf here. And I brought a bunch of records that Gerf had produced and worked on, but I didn't get around to playing them. So we'll play a few of those now just to sort of pay tribute to that fine man. Started off with something from the man himself, from his debut record called Toad of Titicaca. No, that's what it's really called. Here's a great one that features the mighty, mighty Buddy Miller, Wild Things.
I've been sitting alone, I've been thinking too much, I've been worrying a lot about a whole lot of stuff, trying to make some sense of it all, but I'm blindfolded up against the wall. I'm a good man, I play the game, I follow the rules, try to maintain. I'm paying these bills, but I'm in denial. Standing in line is not my style. And wild things, I call it my name. Siren scream cuts into the night, filling my dreams with the threat of daylight. The clock is ticking inside of my brain. I hear the rock of the rumbling train. And wild things calling my name. I hear the wild things calling my name. With no place to go, carrying a heavy load.
trying to find my way home. I'm trying to find my way home. No map to guide me, no light to be shown. I'm trying to find my way home. I'm hungry and I'm cold. I'm hungry and I'm cold. I got a tale to tell, it's a time or two been told. I'm hungry and I'm cold.
must have picked up a handful of dust and let it fall over his grave. I think I must have picked up a handful of dust and let it fall over his grave.
Talk, no time for long goodbyes. The ticket's in your hand. You've made that final call. The hardwood's flying by like punches in a barroom brawl. We've made a mess of things. It makes no difference now. Let's chalk it all up to the blues. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time before you break in your walking shoes. I am just what I am, I won't apologize. So if you go, you'll surely know you'll have to come to realize. Love don't walk away, only people do. So if you go or if you stay, you know I'll keep on loving you. We made a mess of things. It makes no difference now. Let's chalk it all up to the blues. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over. Sing, made the miles go by. We've broken both our wings and still we've had the will to fly. It ain't the memories that make me talk this way. It's more like someone pulled the plug before we ever saw the plan. We've made a mess of things. It makes no difference now. Let's chalk it all up to the blues. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time before you break in your walking shoes. I've read a thousand books, I've been behind the wheel. I've known you all my life, but still I can't feel how you feel. It's only you for me, just like that whooping crane who has one wife for all his life, and if she dies, he'll do the same. We made a mess of things, it makes no difference now. Let's chalk it all up to the blues. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time before you break in.
streets are almost empty. The shops are all closed down. There's not a soul left in the park to tell my troubles to. Think I'll walk down to the river that runs just south of town. I hate like hell when there ain't nothing left to do. But stand beneath the river bridge and listen for the train. It's been a long, hot summer, not a drop of rain. When I broke down in December, I headed for the coast. I thought the wind and water would elevate my mind. I surfaced in the springtime, feeling like a ghost, missing more than ever the things I left behind. Now I'm standing on this riverbank and still cannot explain. It's been a long, hot summer, not a drop of rain. My bag is full of letters, unopened and unread. I'm sure they tell the story of worry and reform. My heart is beating heavy with all we left unsaid. I swear to you I never meant you any harm. The sacrifice and compromise can never stand the strain. It's been a long, hot summer, not a drop of rain. Tonight I close my eyes again, try to see your face. Listen for your voice to tell me it's alright to sleep. Convince myself I'll wake up in another time and place, knowing all the while that it's a promise I can't keep. A string of broken promises, another link of chain. It's been a long, hot summer, not a drop of rain. The children on the playground, the lovers in the shade, remind me of a life and time that feels more like a dream. Where the sound of love and laughter was the music that we played as we lay beside the waters of the never-ending stream. Now the stream has gone to hiding, the dream lives on in vain. Summer, not a drop of rain. The clouds are building slowly on the skyline to the east. The wind and dust are dancing like the devil crossed the lake. I can try to find a bottle, try to find a priest. Salvation won't be traveling either road I take. So I turn my collar to the wind that echoes this refrain.